as you can imagine, there was huge public outcry when the Harmonisation shop just reopened again, but in such a prominent location, which is directly across from the Arts Centre. Now, I know that their main concern is particularly about the young people who use the Arts Centre. As you know, it is quite a fair of people coming in and out, and particularly over the summer time as well, where the kids are out of school and they're looking for, you know, drama classes, music classes, all sorts of different things happen there. And therefore, there's a lot of vulnerable people as well who will be there. And to have that on the doorstep is really, really, really concerning for parents and also the staff who work there. So I'll be meeting up with them to discuss what the potential options are. I've asked the chief executive of the council already to look at what could be at our disposal. Now, we know that it was through antisocial behaviour. We got the last shop closed because at the moment what they're doing is legal, and we've always got to bear that in mind, and that's the greatest frustration with it. But there's other issues that are associated with it, and antisocial behaviour is a big one. So working with the antisocial behaviour investigation team and looking at working with the police to make sure we can build up a body of evidence again. Looking at planning legislation, I mean, that used to be a hairdresser, now it's a retail premises. I want to make sure that that it follows planning guidance as well, in terms of it changing its use. We need to look again at trading standards, it being a new premises, you know, have they been in yet, and have they been able to investigate and look at what's being sold and making sure that what is sold is legal. There's no illegal substances there as well. So there's a range of things, but for me, you know, we know that most of the properties on Union Street are either owned by, you know, companies or pension funds or people. It's not owned by the council, and that's why they're rented out in that way. And I would like to find out, and I've asked the chief executive to find out the state of ownership, you know, and who's renting out, because I think that you know, the owners are belligerent enough that they're not going to change their behaviour, but the person who's letting out maybe has a moral obligation to look at what is happening in their premises and what's being sold. And I hope that pressure can be put on them to actually let out to maybe something that's a bit more respectable, particularly in that area and so close to the Arts Centre. And this is where people power can help as well. So I think with the Arts Centre, we can be exploring a lot of different options to try and help address the problem.